Karen Neal and Kathy Carroll. But I felt that Detroit was too small for me. So in 1995, I moved to San Francisco, California. And it was the first time I ever lived outside of Michigan. I probably had like $300, to my name.
Well, and I feel like
So
you
when,
went from a very traditional
yeah.
rock and roll scene to a very different music scene.
Yes. San Francisco, so is Detroit, but San Francisco at that time was very eclectic. Very lots of different bands. And so the scene in San Francisco was really good in 1995. There were a lot of female fronted and all girl bands, women playing music in San Francisco, and it was just amazing. So I remember one day I was like, well, I had a band going out there that I brought from Detroit called Loomer, and we were kind of not getting any good traction. So I said, well, let me look at a music ad, and I saw an all-girl band looking for a bass player, and I'm like, I don't play bass, but this ad sounds pretty good. I'm going to answer it. And I met my good friend Sally and an excellent guitar player named Jimmy, and we formed a band called Piston. Piston was very short-lived, and Piston evolved into my band Fabulous Disaster. So Fabulous Disaster was another all-female band based in San Francisco. In 2000, we were signed to the Pink and Black Fat Records label. Fat Mike from NOFX, he was our boss, and he had a great label at the time. And we put out several records, and I got to tour the world. I went to Japan and Canada and Europe and all over the place, all
Oh,
over the
that's
United
amazing.
States.
We should talk
Yeah.
Japan sometime. I love Japan. And so one of your
Yeah.
recordings is Panty Raid, correct?
Panty, yes. Yes.
Love that.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, and that was the second album on Fat Records, Pink and Black. I believe we recorded that with Alex Newport. He went on to become quite a well-known engineer in the kind of the rock, I don't want to say metal, but rock punk kind of dirgy rock scene, excellent engineer and producer. So yeah, that's one of that's probably my favorite Fabulous Disaster record.
Yes. And so how long
Yeah.
were you in California before you came out to the East Coast?
I lived in the Bay Area for 18 years, and I was still doing music, still playing in bands, and I just wanted it was time for a change. And my husband is originally from Maine, and we were out in San Francisco, and we would always go back and forth to Portland, like during summer vacation to visit family and friends. And I love Portland so much, I wanted to move here. So we decided in 2012 to move to the East Coast. So back we went, like from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast. It's not an easy move by any means, but it felt like home, and I've been here for like 10 or 11 years now, and I just love it. And so, when I moved to Portland, I wanted to find, other female musicians. And in the back of my mind, I always thought of Chris from The Brood. I had heard of The Brood years before. I heard her on a compilation 45 from Germany. And her band, The Brood, was on this compilation, and it was like one of my favorite comps. And I'm like, they're so good. Oh my God, they're so great. And I knew that she was from Portland, and I'm like, oh my God, that would be so great to meet her and play music with her. It'd be awesome. So, we had a mutual friend, and he knew I was looking for other girls to play with, and so he tried hooking me up with a couple of people beforehand, and it just didn't work out. And so he said, okay, well, three times the charm. I know Chris Horn from The Brood. I'm like, no way. Oh my God, really? So So yeah, he hooked us up through Facebook, and we decided we'd see how everything sounded. So we got like three songs each together, and Chris came over and we played, and it was a great fit. And hence, Tyga Bombs was born. So
Well,
that was like, yeah, that was like 2013 or 2014, something like that. So it's been a we've been going for a while.
you're about to have your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it'll be 10 years, I think, in 2014. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Wow.
I think it's working out.
I
Well, it's
think
so
so.
fabulous to hear your history and your the different bands that you've been in, and also your commitment to women in rock.
Oh.
It really is so important, and to have that
Yeah.
community and have that support for each other, and even your original band staying in touch. So I think that that's really going to
Yeah.
show in some of the music that I'm about to play, your influences, and in this set will of course be the Laura Lee song. So thank you so much for introducing me to that fabulous musician.
Excellent. Thank you.
And then
Yeah.
I'd like to bring you back on mic to talk about your recordings with Tiger Bomb specifically. So
Okay.
don't go away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be right here.
Thanks.
This love is real.
with the sofa, the chairs, and both TVs. I feel like he owe it all to me. I'm not gonna leave him a box to sit on. The bed and the freezer full of food will be gone. I'm taking the carpet off the floor and the wallpaper off the walls. I'm taking the telephone so he can't make no calls. This fool is in for the shock of his life. I'm tired of being neglected. I'm gonna slap him in the face with the unexpected. Cause I'm setting him up. Oh, for the rip-off girls. Setting him up. Oh, for the rip-off girls. He's dreaming and I'm scheming. And he's tipping.
Okay, so that was a song that Linda Mandolin had suggested, and it is by Laura Lee, a musician who is new to me. That is from a recording, Soul Hits of the 70s, and the song title is Rip Off. Before that was Real Love in the form of Linda Mandolin performing with Lee Harrington, and that is a single release. I'm going to go ahead and play something from the first recording of Tiger Bomb, Uproar, and then I will have Linda come back on mic and talk about their recordings, Uproar, Sugar Buzz, and maybe something new in the works, and then go into playing something on Sugar Buzz so you can kind of hear the difference between their previous recording and their most recent recording. So with no further ado, here we go. Tiger Bomb.
Got to move, 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 move
So I just played Super Chick from the recording Uproar by Tiger Bomb, which is one of the two recordings, Uproar and Sugar Buzz, that are out and available on Bandcamp. So, Linda, hi.
Hi. Hi. How's it going?
I'm good. Earlier you mentioned that three is the lucky number. Three is my lucky number. So you've got Uproar, you've got Sugar Buzz, and you've got a third album in the works, right?
That's right. Yes. We were very busy during the pandemic, and we didn't want to sit back on our laurels, so we wrote 15 new songs.
Fantastic. And then...
And even more, too.
Like Uproar was the first one that you produced or that you had recorded, right?
Yes. I think we started Uproar probably around 2014 or 15. I went into Acadia Studios in Portland, met the engineer Todd Hutchinson, and he was just amazing. I love the studio. Chris knew Todd from, you know, the music scene and other bands and stuff like that. And we just, you know, felt really comfortable with him. He was a great guy. So we recorded Uproar there. I think it was, 14 or 15 songs on Uproar? I can't remember.
14.
Okay. And we just, it took a while to master. I believe the recording was...
The guy in Scotland.
Yeah, it was the guy in Scotland.
Joe Foster.
Joe Foster, right. Yeah, Joe Foster was the one that mastered it, and he's in Scotland. He's done, famous shoegaze bands from the early 90s and stuff like that.
Okay. And you... Oops. Hold on. Sorry. Oh, that's okay. No. They're good. We can keep talking. People are used to the dogs being on my show.
Okay.
Now, I think... How long had you been together when that first recording came out?
We were still pretty new. Gosh, maybe a year and a half, year and a half.
So that's a lot of songs for a young band to have. How did that happen that you had 14 songs and had, you know, this newly formed band?
Yeah. I think more with Uproar, Chris and I had our own songs kind of that we were working on or that we had already had and hadn't recorded yet. So it was more like we brought in the songs from two different sources, you know, and just built the arsenal that way, you know, and we just came up with 14 songs and, you know, went for it.
They sounded great. Like the Brady Bunch, but you had 14 songs instead of six kids.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. And they were well crafted, you know, like we would work on each other's songs, you know, with with each other and, you know, with the band and stuff. And just recording with Todd, it was a great experience, and he made us feel comfortable and stuff like that. Great guy. So that record came out on Dionysus, which is based out of Joshua Tree now. I think it was L.A. for a while. Chris had put a brood record out on Dionysus. So that was the connection there. And we just put it out. Oh, and we got our friend Lisa Pertucci. She did the cover art. She's an amazing artist, and that happened to be the last painting she's done.
She came out of retirement.
Oh.
Yeah, she came out of retirement to do our album cover.
Okay.
And she's amazing. We love her so much. Oh, my God.
And then was the best. Same experience or a different experience with Sugar Buzz?
With Sugar Buzz, it was different. We ended up going down to Waltham. To work with Dave Minahan, who's amazing. Again, he's a phenomenal engineer, producer. And this album, Sugar Buzz, marked the entrance of our new drummer, Jessica Smith, who it just changed the game for us. I mean, she's an amazing drummer. She's just rock solid, so reliable. And yeah, we went down there and did 15 songs with Dave Minahan. And so we would go back and forth and work on it, you know, whenever he was available. And then unfortunately, the pandemic hit and kind of, you know, put a halt on most people's lives. So, you know, we were in limbo there for a while. And we asked him if it was okay if we finished the album here in Portland with our friend Todd Hutchinson at Acadia. So he agreed, and Todd sweetened it up a little bit, and we were able to, you know, go ahead and put out Sugar Buzz on Dionysus.
Okay.
And that came out earlier this year, I think in June. Yeah. So yes. Very proud of that one too, especially. Yeah. The songwriting got more crafted, more tighter playing, you know, just more comfortable with each other. You know, just how bands evolve, you know, they get better, you know, over time and with playing and playing more shows and practicing more. So, yeah.
Yes, it sounds like from what you're describing that it was a little bit more of a collaboration. Not that the first one wasn't a collaboration, but you have this synergy that you're developing. Really, really excited to hear what you come up with next.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, me too. us too.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about these recordings, and we really enjoy playing your music so much here. And will you be playing off of the recordings at the Middle East, or will you be playing some of your new songs as well?
Oh, I think it'll be a mishmash at the Middle East. We got a really good set list. I think it's 17 songs, so we're gonna just come out guns blazing. All the bands are great. We really look forward to it. Oh, and I wanted to mention that later on in the year we'll be going into the studio to record our third album. So wanted people to keep their ears open for that, because it'll be coming out hopefully soon.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you again so much for coming on Mike with me, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Rave on again. Rave on again.
Okay, so once again, I would love to thank Chris Horn and Linda Mandolin for coming on mic and talking about their musical experiences, upcoming shows, and recordings. It's been really a joy getting to know this band and that they are here in Cambridge, Massachusetts this evening, all the way from Maine, is a rare treat. So I look forward to hearing them later on tonight. And so before the interview, I played from the recording Uproar, and that song is titled Super Chick, and then afterwards was from their newer recording Sugar Buzz, and that song is Rave On Again. So I'm going to continue on with this version of Something About the Women. I have a 3-song set of music that has recently come out by Mia Byrne, Girl with a Hawk, and Margot Price.
Let me lend you a hand. Let me lend you a hand. If you're afraid, I'll help you stand. Let me lend you a hand. Let me ease your strain. Let me ease your strain. If you're weak, I'll take the pain. Let me ease your strain. You're the kind of a woman that make me wanna love easy. If I could stop time, I'd live forever this day. I'd find a garden we can go walk in while the twilight is rising. I'll hold you till those colors fade away. I won't let you go. I won't let you.
My wife, my girl, giving up, it's me on repair. Where to go and who to be when that door opens up for me? My pain, my past, my peace, my hell. One piece of on my face, touch the grass for the grace. It's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough, it's down the street, and do you think to yourself, am I being watched, man? Am I on the list? Well, I've been called every name in the book, honey. Go on, take your best shot. Take your best shot. Take your best shot. I got my back turned on me, aim in my heart. Go on, take your best shot. And I know that there's more here than this. As I stand in the mind of the flesh.
Stitches, she found her star coming through a window. What a funny thing to find, though, when you look up and you see so far. But if you don't want to go there, if you feel like you're beyond repair, like a rusted gutter in the pouring rain, try to think about the sunshine. If you far behind, but don't fade. It don't fade.
Okay, well, one of those didn't quite fit my idea of all new music, but that's okay, because that's just such an amazing set of music. Mia Byrne has a new recording out, which is titled Rhinestone Tomboy. So I started and ended that set with the current releases from that recording. The full recording has not been released yet, and it is available on Bandcamp, as are the releases from Girl with a Hawk and Margot Price, and Japanese Breakfast, for that matter. So let me tell you what I played. I started with Lend You a Hand by Mia Byrne. That is from the recording I just mentioned, Rhinestone Tomboy. Then Girl with a Hawk, a single release, same stars, brand new, hot off the press. Margot Price from the recording Strays, Bend to the Mountain. Japanese Breakfast, who somehow made an appearance in the new song set with their song In a Heaven from Psycho Pomp, and then ended with that Mia Byrne song, It Don't Fade, and again from that recording, Rhinestone Tomboy. About 10 minutes left. And then stay tuned for Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young, who is going to be on at 1 o'clock. I'm going to play one more song by Linda Mandolin. So, and then I'll come back on mic and say goodbye before I take off. So with no further ado, Linda Mandolin.
I
Okay, so that was Linda Mandolin, Portal to Your Heart. That was released as a single in 2020. I want to, once again, thank Chris Horn and Linda Mandolin for being on mic with me. It was really, as I mentioned, it's been such a joy getting to know this band and really understand what went into it. They have a long history of being in bands in different locations, in different genres, and then they pooled their resources together and came up with their first recording. And that is titled Uproar. That is available on Bandcamp. Then their second recording, Sugar Buzz, is a little bit more of a collaboration, and they have more music to play, and they will be at the Middle East tonight. They are in the early bird show. It's from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And, let me see. I do think I have written down the other bands that are playing with them. They are the third ones. So they are with Hammered Saint and Freeloader, and then Tiger Bomb is third on the list, and as Linda mentioned, with a 17-song power set of old, new, and future. So we lost Burt Bacharach. I have one more song to play, and then, again, stay tuned for Brian Young. Jane will be on mic next week. See you on a couple weeks.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you.